Let's expand for a moment beyond residential. What are the other possibilities that might be open, even for the relatively beginning investor?
We have seen a dramatic increase in interest in commercial properties. And in the past, most small investors thought, oh, gee, I could never afford that. But developers have responded to that, and they are now bringing out condo office units where individual investors can spend $200,000-$300,000 for an office and rent it to a doctor or a lawyer or an accounting firm or a real estate agent. There will be a property management company that controls the entire building. So it's a great long-term passive investment that throws off income and hopefully appreciation over time. But there's other areas too. For example, we all know that it costs $500,000, $750,000 as an entry level to most markets of California. That's not necessarily Modesto or Bakersfield, but to most areas where people would want to live in California. Well, for that kind of money, you can buy a strip shopping center, which is a strip shopping center is a group of perhaps 6, 8, 10 stores. We call it a strip because it's laid out as a strip, or a neighborhood center. These might range anywhere from 20 to 30, 40,000 square feet, sometimes smaller, and they might have a Family Dollar store in them and a drugstore and maybe a restaurant and a dry cleaner, some small businesses. But you can buy these kinds of small retail centers anywhere from $250,000 to $500,000, the price of a house in some of our more expensive cities around the country. And these will generally cash flow because this commercial market, although very active now, still hasn't had the speculative frenzy that some of the residential markets had around the country. These always have professional management, professional leasing agents with them, so they are another avenue for the passive small investor. And most of these properties, too, aren't purchased necessarily by one investor, but you might get together with a couple of other people, put in $10,000 or $20,000 apiece, maybe more, and you can easily handle one of these. They also are financed typically on the basis of the income flow from the property, so you don't need to pledge your personal income for these. Whereas if you are a beginning investor in the single family market, until you acquire your first two or three properties, until you get a couple years experience under your belt, money lenders will not count your rental income as part of the income necessary to pay the mortgage. They'll say, we want to see you afford this mortgage with your job. We think you're going to collect rent, but you're inexperienced, and we're not going to give you the loan based on the rent from this property. We're going to give you the loan based upon your job. So the normal kinds of ratios that apply would apply to buying that house. They will not apply when you're buying a 12-unit or 24-unit apartment building or a small shopping center or something that we typically call the investment commercial area.
Are there any other significant benefits in commercial investment that you're aware of?
There's a plus and a negative, and they're the same thing. The leases tend to be longer. You tend to get tenants to stay longer. Obviously, if you've got a great restaurant in a particular location, they're not eager to change their location. They've got a whole business set up there. On the other hand, if the time comes, they do want to change their business. The vacancies in commercial can last 3 months, 6 months, sometimes a year. So you need stronger reserves if you're dealing in short-term, and what I mean by short-term, 2 to 5 year leases. The big companies like Walgreens and some of the restaurants will take 20-year leases. And so you can buy a property and have a Walgreens in it for 20, 25 years, and they pay all expenses, they pay all taxes, they pay all maintenance. And I might add, they negotiate a very tough lease.
I'm not surprised.
Because they're very high credit, but yet you still own the property. And at the end, whenever they feel like vacating or whenever their options to renew expire, often these leases are done on 5 or 10 years with a couple 5-year options. You own the building, even though Walgreens paid to build it. You certainly own the land. And if you are choosing your locations according to an educated market research, even if Walgreens decides to leave it, we hope that that property land is going to be worth substantially more than what you paid for it. So that's another low management. You do nothing for these kinds. These are called triple net properties. And if you Google triple net leased properties, you will receive many, many different entries. There are real estate firms. In fact, I would urge someone to do that as a part of their action, just to familiarize themselves with that part of the marketplace. Most of the big name retailers in the chains, as I've mentioned earlier, the Family Dollar, the Walgreens, the CVS, the big restaurants, Fuddruckers have just was involved in a leasing operation with a Fuddruckers on a property that had previously been leased for 27 years to Ponderosa. And the original price for that property was $225,000. Ponderosa is getting kicked out. And the new Fuddruckers is building a building, and they paid $1.3 million for the land. So these can be great long-term, no-hassle investments.